Welcome to Cat the Baker. I'm Chef KB. Welcome to Cat's Therapy. What a difference a two-week period makes. I don't even remember what I talked about last time. Oh, I think that cooking show. Yeah, that was what I left off on. That feels like a long time ago. I just feel like that's less exciting at this point because, you know, when things happen, like one day you think everything's fine, and then the next day nothing is fine. And it's like this tornado hit, you know, and I don't even know where it came from. I just listened to that song, I Found, by Amber Run, and it's not helping. It's such a beautiful song. And for the last probably 40 minutes, I've been looking at my videos on Instagram of my pole dancing. When you do something in that moment, you're like, oh, it's not that good. You know, I've been better. It's not that good, right? Like, we tend to do that with ourselves, with most things, because there's a fine line. You can't say you're that good because there's definitely room for improvement. But if you are really good in that moment and you mess it up with one thing, then all of a sudden you're not very good. You know, we do that to ourselves, or at least I do that to myself. And sometimes it's okay to be like, you know what? That was fucking good. I was fucking good in that moment. Be proud of yourself. And I was looking at all these videos and I remember doing them. You know, obviously I was doing more pole dancing. I was in a phase and I'm like, I'm going to do this like every day, just a little bit. And I could see the progression and I was really good. So yes, when you do something just a little bit every day, you naturally get better. That's with anything. So I started pole dancing again. I hadn't been doing it. You know, I moved in with my husband. And, you know, I guess I wanted the apartment to be civil. Or, you know, I was fine with putting it up in the living room. But then I'm like, because the ceiling was nice and tall. But the thing is, it's right in the direction of the TV. So you kind of had to look around the pole, you know? So I thought, okay, I'm going to put it in the bedroom. But I waited like, I don't know, 7 months to even put it there. And I would use it to stretch and do certain things. But I haven't been using it. I put the pole up when my husband was in Brazil because I'm like, you know what? I want to use this. And that's why I would use it to stretch. So when he came back, he's like, what is this? And I'm like, it's the pole. I wanted to use it. The last couple weeks, I was thinking, you know what? I want to go to classes again. So I signed up. I was super excited and proud of myself for doing that, you know, for doing something for me. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. We do things for other people all the time. And then we're tired at the end of the day because we've been doing all these things. And then there's no room left for yourself. So do one thing that you've been wanting to do, you know, and if it takes a long time, maybe just take like 5 minutes for that day, depending on what it is. And I thought, you know what? I've been wanting to do this for a while. I'm going to start it again. So I signed up. I went to the first class, which was a free first class. In pole dancing, your skin sticks to the pole. That's the point. Like, you have to stick to the pole. It's metal. It looks easy, but it's so painful because your skin is like, you know, ripping on it. And I mean, it's not ripping, but it's getting red and you're basically losing feeling. It's like in baking, when you touch something hot all the time, your hands can withstand a lot of heat that normal people who are not in the kitchen, they look at you like you're crazy because you're touching hot things. And I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. You know, my hands are used to it. And that's the same with pole and your thighs. Your thighs lose their like nerve endings because of the metal pole. The more it loses its like feeling and nerve endings, the more tricks you can do, and it looks really cool. But the first class, it was good, but I was like, oh damn, like, you know, it's my first class, and then I wasn't that good. And then you realize I was good. Damn it. You know, why didn't I claim that moment? Claim it. When you know you're good, just claim it. You know, like, yes, I'm not a professional pole dancer. I can't do all these crazy stunts. But that's their profession. You know, it's like an Olympian. I mean, they do that every day for hours. Just think, if you do something a day, like your job, for 8 hours plus, of course you're going to get better. You know, and if you're not, it's because you don't care about the job anymore. You're not learning anything more. So you're just waiting for the hours to go by, you know, and that's a wasted job. In your job, you should want to learn at least something a day. I think that's reasonable. But I do tend to switch jobs a lot. It's good for me because I do learn something new every day, pretty much. So anyway, I went to the second class the other day, and my heart was racing for other reasons. I'm not going to go into details because I don't need to. It just happened. But that night when I went to pole, I was so anxious, mad, sad, disappointed, like all these feelings. And I didn't know what to do with them, you know? So I guess it was good to be in pole. It was good to do something with those feelings. And then the next day, which was this morning, oh my God, it was this morning, just this morning, officially, my husband and I broke up. I mean, yeah, we're married, but, you know, I guess you just break up. It's complicated. But I didn't think this would happen. I really didn't. It's devastating, liberating, scary, like all at the same time. You know, and the point is, I realized I was disappointed a lot, you know, and I was trying to please, and I wasn't being pleased, you know, and I was trying to see the positive side, but I wasn't getting anything back, you know, not in what I needed. And when you don't get those things, you realize how important they are. You know, those like love languages. Just a little over a month ago, we went on our 1 year anniversary trip. It's crazy. It's crazy how fast things can happen. But I had this moment. I was so angry, like I was saying, and worked up, and my heart was racing. And then I came back from pole and I like talked it out to myself, because that's what I do. I just talk things out. And I asked myself, am I getting what I need out of this situation? And the answer was no. You know, we know the answer. If we truly ask ourselves, we know the answer. If there's ever something that you're in turmoil about, just close your eyes and ask yourself, and you will know that answer. I was kind of shocked, but it was revealing, you know, because your feelings don't lie. You can try and cover them up all you want. But the thing is, what you need is important because that feeds you. That feeds you in your everyday life. That gives you energy to do all these other things, you know? And when you don't have that, when you don't have that, it's depressing. It's sad and it's hard to find the energy. Basically, when I moved here, I wanted a change. I wanted it. And it's all about timing. It was the perfect time. And I did. I fell in love. I am still in love. It's like, have you ever gone to Vegas and played roulette and you put all your chips on red, for example? I mean, you know, I've done that, but it was like maybe $10 because I didn't have more chips. But, you know, in the movies, it's like $1 million and you put it all on red. Well, it's a metaphor, obviously. But I put all my chips on this one thing. And that's a lot of pressure. It's like, let's do it. You know, I'm all in. And I was. I was. And I see how, I mean, that wasn't easy for both of us. At the same time, it was exciting, you know? And then you live together and all these other things come up that you didn't realize because you didn't really have time to date. You went straight to getting married and living together. It was like an arranged marriage, but we arranged it. You know, like nobody else arranged it. It was beautiful and exciting. I felt so open, you know, because there were all these changes so quickly. And especially me not having a job and money pressure. And it's just like all these things at once. And that was rough. That was hard for me, you know, but I'm like, it's okay. Like, I've got this, you know? And last night, you know, when I asked myself, what is it that I need? I've always had this love of acting. You know, if anything happens or not, that's another question, because in acting, you don't have control unless you have your own production company. You know, obviously, I don't have that. I just have this podcast, like a lot of other people, you know, except they're celebrities. I'm like a lowly baker. And I thought that love has never gone away. So I had this motivation to email, you know, pictures, demo, like to about 30 casting directors. It could just be a shot in the dark, but I don't have anything to lose. You know, I just went ahead and did it. And I stayed up and I found all these email addresses. And of course, a couple come back being like, email is full. You know, the inbox is full. So some didn't go through, but majority did. I felt positive about it. And it's weird how timing has a way of coming together. As sad as this is for me, as hard as this is for me, I thrive in chaos, which is really kind of disturbing. And maybe that's why I work in the kitchen. Because of the chaos, you know? It's like something in me that feels okay in that chaos. I thought, I want to try this again. You know, I want to try acting. And then I thought, well, where am I going to go? Where am I going to move? And if I hadn't have met my husband on a plane, I had been trying to find my way back to LA. You know, I lived there for 5 years before I moved to Arizona, before Palm Springs. And I liked it. I did. It's changed a lot. It's changed a lot. And as a city, I think I prefer San Diego. It's manageable, you know, with traffic and getting around. And it's a beautiful city. But there's no acting here. There's no casting. And pretty much everything happens in LA. So I thought, okay, LA is the next place I need to go. I don't know anything yet. I just know that's where I'm going to go. I'm giving myself a time limit of 3 months. Like, all of this literally just happened. And I don't have the money to pay the rent myself. I need big changes quickly. My husband and I had a really good discussion. It was positive. And I wasn't angry. I'm not angry because we got the chance to talk about it. And that was so important to me. You know, it's like we communicate in different ways. You know, everybody's always saying, oh, communication is the key. Without communication, it's like not working. And it's true, yes. But it's so easy to say because in the beginning, you talk about all these things and you're finding out about each other. But then you start doing more things and then you realize, oh, maybe the other person doesn't like this, you know? So you kind of keep maybe some things to yourself, or you stop doing certain things because you know the person doesn't really like it, or you do less of those things. And over time, you communicate less and maybe you don't even realize it, you know, but you do it subconsciously less because you're trying to keep the peace, or you're trying to do right by the other person. But in the end, you're not doing right by yourself, you know, by stopping these things. Like, you might stop it so as to not hurt the other person, but you're just hurting yourself. So if there's something you really want to do, communicate with that person, you know, and maybe they'll do it with you. And if not, think of a way that you can still do it by letting the other person know and figuring out a way how it can be done so that you don't lose yourself. I mean, we're both sad. We're both sad. And when he left, I was just like, wow, this just happened. Like, I felt lighter because I had clarity. You know, because the last few days, I didn't know what was happening. I had this looming feeling that I had to send out these casting emails. Now I have clarity. Now I'm kind of building a plan. You know, I'm not going to move without a job. Like, I've kind of learned from that. And I applied today at a school for teaching. I also applied at a bake shop for executive pastry chef, which I'm, you know, that's not my main goal, but I have a good resume for it, and that's the only way you make more money. And if I'm living by myself, then, well, I need to make it happen, right? Like, there's a different kind of pressure, a different kind of stress. A lot of changes today. And sometimes I just sit and I think, and I just randomly think about just everything that happened, you know. And I have wedding pictures around the house, and they're beautiful pictures, you know, and I was hoping to have them in my house forever. I mean, I'm not going to throw them away, but on the walls, you know, like with each relationship, you start having all these different piles of pictures. And then over time, you get over it and you end up throwing them away. because these people are in your past. In each relationship in the past, there's been a huge disappointment, a lot of anger, and it doesn't end in a good way. You know, but today, it was the opposite, because we were just honest. And that's what I've been wanting this whole time. You know, just honesty. Because then you have something to talk about. Then you have something to work around. It was positive. You know, even if it's, I mean, it's never too late. It's sad that when you break up, that's when all this stuff comes out, you know? And I appreciate my husband so much. But when you try to make something work, it can be draining. And it's sad when this breaks down. You know, you can't make the other person do something. They have to want to do it by themselves, you know? And that's where the hard part comes in relationships. I've just been in this other place, you know, mentally, emotionally. I'm just disturbed that it lasted a year and not, you know, the rest of my life. The thing is, yes, it's sad, but at the same time, it's an opportunity. You know, that's how I have to view it. If there is nothing wrong regarding timing, right? If everything that's going to happen is supposed to happen, and timing is always right, then this is an opportunity. I sent those emails a couple days ago. If the person who's supposed to see that email responds to me and I get something from it, then that timing was perfect. You know, and that chance is there. Again, if you don't play the lottery, you're not going to win. So you have to go for it. You know, yes, I'm older. Yes, to all the above of negative things, if you want to go there. But I still have a chance. I still have this hope, because you don't know what roles are out there that could be good for me or for you, if that's what you want to do. So don't judge the situation. Don't judge yourself. Just go with your gut. Go with your feeling. Again, it will never steer you wrong. And that's what I did yesterday, you know? I asked myself, what do I need? What do I want? Are my needs being met? If you're out of communication, if you don't get a response back, if you just feel like, okay, this is it, you know? I can't change somebody. I don't want to change somebody. I want someone else to see the change they have to do to be able to make it work. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I am not perfect. None of us are. We all have our faults, our issues. You know, it's like you meet someone who from completely the opposite side of the world, possibly, and you meet someone randomly. It's like throwing dice, and you roll them. And it's like, good luck, you know? I hope you guys get along. Good luck. It's like that, you know? And living together, you see who this person is. And it doesn't have to be bad. It's not bad or good. But, you know, the past comes up. Your life comes up. And that's what living together does. The person you are with, that person is your mirror. That person shows you what you have to work on. And it's not easy. It is so not easy. You know, and that's how I saw my problem with not throwing things away and keeping all my things because of the memories. When you live alone, you don't have to, deal with things, because there's nobody there that's gonna show you what you need to work on. There's nobody there that's gonna be your mirror. You know, a true relationship, you're always learning, you're always moving forward and growing. And if you don't look at your problems or move forward, then you're always going to meet the same type of person and the same situation. You know, and that is a fact. Because I've done that. I've gone from relationship to relationship, just straight up. It's easy. It's easy to not think in between. You know, and that's why people do it. Because the new person is going to make you feel better about yourself. And it's a fast transition, you know, but typically it doesn't work. I mean, I'm sure there are some relationships that do from rebound, but you have to stop and just reassess yourself, because from every relationship, you learn something. You learn a lot. So yeah, that's the big news. Marriage ended. Here's the bullet points, okay? End of marriage. Moving to LA, trying, hoping for an acting job. Backup plan, work in a bakery. FYI. So, I swear, like, will I ever stop moving? Like, what is up with that? All I can do is manifest what I want in life, in a partner, in my job, in my home apartment that I don't have yet. All I can do is just manifest these things. What do I want these things to look like? What do I want them to be? You know, in the most detail that you can. Because if you do that every day, if you manifest what you really want, a form of that will happen. You know, and I always look back. I remember, and I've probably told this story before because it's so memorable. You know, I desperately needed to find an apartment when I was living with my roommate in New Jersey. The lease could not be renewed. Someone else was moving in. But it was so hard to find an apartment. And back then, my share was only $400. You know, like nothing. Like now everything's like super inflated and ridiculous. All the prices in the neighborhood had gone up a lot. You know, and I couldn't afford rent by myself. The typical problem that I've had most of my life. Because of the unfortunate situation that when you work in the kitchen, you don't make a lot of money. You know, unless you're in a management position, but then you don't have a life because you just work all the time and end up making no money because your salary then becomes so low because you're working 16 hours a day. Anyway, you know, I'll stop venting. Also, I just realized that my headphones weren't even plugged in, so the sound probably is a little off. Excuse me. I'm not quite together. Anyway, I looked in the paper. Okay, so I called my mom, like panicked. You know, this was back in my 20s. And she said, look in the paper. You know, just keep looking every day. You'll see what you need to see. You know, sometimes she just had this answer. And I said, okay, you know. I mean, back then you just had these free papers with some listings. One day, I grabbed the paper, and it was even a little bit cheaper than the place that we had been staying at. I remember my mom saying, you will know this is the apartment when you see it. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? Like, what kind of a message is that? You know, so I'm like, okay, thanks, mom, you know. And I go to check out the place. And it was this like Italian kind of style, like all white, New Jersey on the outside. And guess what I see in front of the main doors? These two angel statues. And that was when I knew this is the place I'm going to move to. When I saw those angels, you know, I was raised spiritually. My mom was raised very religious, but she was very close to being raped by a priest when she was pregnant with me. So I was never baptized. And it was after that that she was religious no more. And I was raised in a spiritual way, and she believed in angels. She believed in just the spiritual world. And that's how I was raised, you know. I have this book of angels. It's like a dictionary of all the angels that exist. The first two cats that I had with my roommate was Gabriel and Raphael, like the two angels. So anyway, when I saw these two angels outside as a statue, I knew it. And my mom's message was right. I ended up living there for like 3 years. So what I'm saying is, in this world, in this material world, anything can happen at any moment. Truly, it can. I've seen it happen. I've experienced that to happen. It's when all the timing adds up and it's the perfect timing. It doesn't mean it's easy. Just because it's the perfect timing doesn't mean the whole scenario is perfect. The whole scenario isn't necessarily what you want, but you take it. When everything adds up, you take it. And that's when you have to trust. You know, in this position that I'm in, I have to trust that this is the right thing in this moment. I have to trust that I find the right job. I have to trust that I will get an apartment that's not freaking, you know, $4,000 a month. That's a lot of trust, you know? So I could be freaking out a lot. And today, I was a little bit, because I'm like, what is going on? Like, how is all this supposed to happen? It's just very overwhelming, very, very overwhelming. You know, I've tried to form a life here based around my marriage. You know, I worked an 8-hour day job at the hotel so that I could have time to do things and spend time with my husband. And it was good for that. I still worked a lot. And I would wake up at 4:30 a.m. I mean, I'm still working there. I'm not done. But everything is about to change. It's already changing. The wheels are turning. I can't stop it. I just have to jump on the train and go with it. That's all we can do. That's all we can do. In any given situation, freak things will happen. And to me, this is like a freak thing. I really didn't think this would happen. I didn't. But you know, last night when I asked myself, what do I want in the situation? Like I knew. I'm like, oh, like I need to walk away. After that, it's like I felt less crazy. I had this moment to be calm and I could actually just watch some TV for 30 minutes. And I had this moment where, okay, like this is what I have to do. So what I'm saying is I don't know what any of this means. Does it mean anything? I don't know. What I know is I have to take care of myself. You know, I am a caring person. When I want to do something, I go for it. You know, in all situations, I've proven that to be my past. But I'm so tired as well. I'm so tired of all this constant change, you know? But that's also what healing is, right? We're healing when we don't even realize it. And then we look back and we realize, oh my God, we just went through this whole thing. Whether it was a lesson, an opportunity, whatever, you just have to take it. Because staying behind is not an option. Standing still is not an option. You have to save yourself. You just have to go for it. And of all the things that can happen in this crazy storm, right, that you didn't think would happen, is something positive. There's something that you didn't see over this storm, and you just have to get through it. That's the only option. And as hard as it is in that moment, it will be better. You know, I believe that for you. I believe that for me. But it's not easy. To get to something good, you have to get through 90% of shit to enjoy that, or 96% of shit to get to that 4% of amazing. That's why we're so good at gossiping negative things and talking badly to ourselves in our brains and judging ourselves and talking us down so that we don't even have enough confidence to be amazing in that moment. But then you look back and you realize, oh my God, I was amazing in that moment. And just take it in. I've had moments of amazing. I've had a lot of them. But I realize it too late. And I'm done with that. It's up to me to realize in the very moment that you're doing something amazing, that you are amazing. Breathe that in. It's okay. It's okay to allow yourself to be amazing and be positive about yourself. You know, instead of having this constant war in your head, like I always do. The situation is not ideal, but I've been trying to make something work here, and nothing has truly flourished. And sometimes that takes time. I mean, I've been here for a year. I think I've done a lot in this 1 year, you know, but the last few weeks, I've had a lot of moments where I felt really good. I went on this beautiful hiking trail. I missed it. I missed just these hikes. And it was a cloudy day, which is rare here, but it's perfect because unless people are out, and it was during the week, and I went on this trail like 30 minutes away from where I live, and I'd never been there before. It was so beautiful. I was out for like 4 hours. It was a 5 mile hike, and I stopped, you know, and took pictures, and I got to the top. It was like 3,000 feet, which is not high, but here it's high. I was so happy that I did it. It was so beautiful, and I felt so good. I love being outside. I just love it. And then I got some orders. I did a wedding cake. It came out beautifully. I was a little worried because as I was building it, you know, I built it at home. And I made this lemon mousse. It's like a lemon curd mousse. So I made lemon curd, lemon juice, lemon zest, butter, sugar, and I added some gelatin. The thing is, it started to set, but you don't fully want it to set because you have to be able to like move it around, you know? I mean, it wasn't like jelly, but I wanted it to be set, but also be light. So I made this barrier, you know, I made the sponge, like a lemon sponge. I made this buttercream barrier and I filled it with this lemon mousse. So the thing is, this cake had 6 layers. It was very tall and the weight from the top to the bottom, the barrier started to come loose because it was kind of warm in the kitchen. You know, this wasn't a commercial kitchen and it was warm that day. And all of a sudden, the mousse started to come out a little bit and I was panicking, you know, so I'm like, oh, I quickly have to put it in the fridge. I don't have a blast chiller or this crazy large freezer, you know, so it had to be done slowly in the fridge, which just for it to set probably took a good 4 to 5 hours. And I just did a crumb coat. This wasn't the final finish, thank God. But I put this foil around it so that no more could come out, you know, and the foil would like stop it from coming out. So luckily, everything worked out and it's set. And then the next day, I did the final buttercream and it worked. Like the gelatin I added into it was a perfect amount, but it wasn't setting right away and it really, really scared me. So anyway, it came out great. I was happy with it. The customer loved it and it was their wedding. And then I recently had an office order, which was nice. Anything additional on the side is nice, right? For your regular pay. And now it's even nicer because it's me, you know? I gotta make sure this works out for me. So just to give you a brief summary from what I was talking about last time with that kitchen show. Turns out my friend started contacting some other people who did the show. You know, so first off, they say you have to pay for the rental of the kitchen, which is $2,300. But then they do the show, and then let's say they offer you a pilot, which I guess, you know, more than not did. And then they say you have to pay another $22,000. You know, and they never mentioned that when they were like pitching this thing to me. They never mentioned that. They just said you could get offered and then it's paid for. You know, they never said, oh, now you have to pay $22,000. You know, so that's why the initial $2,300 seemed pretty good. But that's not the case. So it's kind of scammy. And it turns out they have a deal with this commercial kitchen. The network, they take half the money. So let's say, you know, you get $22,000. This network gets half of it and the kitchen gets half. So it's like this co-mingle deal / scam. And everyone said that the quality was not great. It's like you could have done a better job making your own video. So that's out of the window, you know. But still, you don't know until you try it, until you do your research. Like in this world we are in, everything's filled with scams. I'm more suspicious than not, which is terrible, but it's like you have to be, right? Just save yourself. So that was the deal with the interview for the kitchen show. But next week, I scheduled a visit with a medium. And I need a message from my mom. I just want to know whatever. I just need something. I need something from the other side. And I just miss her so much. Especially when I realize I moved here for a person, and everything else kind of dies with that as far as what I've been doing. I mean, if I had something here that I really cared about other than the relationship, then I wouldn't move. I would stay, you know, but the teaching thing I have, maybe I'll get work. Maybe I won't. It depends on the pastry chef if he comes back, the one who got his kidney. I work in a hotel, which is nice, and I've learned a lot, and I enjoy it. But like I've said on previous shows, I don't see myself working there for a long time. I mean, some people have been there for 30 years, and the benefits are great. I've got amazing benefits as far as, like, they really take care of their union employees, which I'm so grateful for. I got to go to the doctor like an extreme amount. I really took advantage. I used everything to its fullest. And I still am seeing a therapist, you know, so that's through the insurance. And that's tomorrow. So thank God, good timing, because I really have a lot to talk about. As hard as this morning was, I got through it. I always get through it. You know, it's like the worst thing that you can think of happening. And then it happens. And you're like, okay. You know, and then I have moments of breaking down, and especially when I hear a sad song, it doesn't help. But I know that this is not a wrong decision. I feel it. And I know that the timing is not wrong. And this is one of those trusting times. So thank you for listening. I'm Chef KB. Until next time on Cat the Baker.